This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, we go from one great football analyst to another. He covers both the Eagles and the entire National Football League, both locally and nationally. Of course, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. He's an announcer for CBS during the football season and one of our favorites here on WIP. He's here at McGurk's in Roersford today as we broadcast from McGurk's in Roersford. It is the Rally in Roersford, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We get ready for the Eagles and Cowboys tomorrow night. We get ready for the Eagles season to start tomorrow night. Our guy, Ross Tucker. Ross, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. It is awesome to get this thing started by seeing all of you in person.
How about
knowing,
it?
Knowing we'll do this for an hour every week all season, and even more awesome, that bacon, egg, and cheese croissant that I just had here at
McGurk's.
Oh,
you went croissant?
I did.
Went long roll.
I went long roll.
Too.
Yeah, me too.
Why long roll?
Sometimes the croissant's just a little too much on the breakfast sandwich when you got the bacon, egg, and cheese going already. You know, the long roll soaks up some of the grease, throw a little hot sauce on, you know.
No, you don't need the hot sauce.
Oh,
I need hot sauce for everything.
The best vehicle.
Eggs without hot sauce is a disaster. Yeah.
You eat eggs sans hot sauce?
Yeah, that's a disaster.
Correct.
Oh, God.
Most of my family, they actually prefer English muffin breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, I like English muffin.
I do too.
I can get down with that.
I like the sauce. I'm with Devin. I like the softness of the
croissant. See, I'm a bagelsman in a perfect world.
Bagelsman.
You know? Yeah.
Ross,
I'm going bagels.
Ross, you know who's soft? The Eagles, for thinking it'll throw them off if they watch that ceremony tomorrow night.
I thought you were going Fritz there.
I thought you were doing Jack Fritz, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's really soft. All right, let's listen to Sirianni yesterday. No, the Eagles aren't soft. I'm going a little far there. But I do wish they would be out there for that ceremony. Let's listen to Sirianni yesterday with his very brief explanation of not attending, not watching that ceremony, which is going to happen tomorrow night. Listen to this exchange from the press conference yesterday.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Okay. Ross, what do you make of the decision? Team is going to be back in the locker room. Obviously, it's minutes before kickoff. And look, they're getting ready for a football game. And that's been one of John's points, that there is essentially a ritual to get ready for a football game. Don't disrupt that. But this is a unique situation. What do you make of it?
I have very mixed emotions. You know, on the one hand, it's such a special experience. And I think it means more. It would mean more to the fans if the players were out there.
I agree with that.
And, you know, I guess the older I get, not to be sappy, but the older I get, the more you realize just how unique and rare certain life experiences are.
Sure.
And I understand the mindset of we're moving on and blah, 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 blah. But, man, to see that thing unfurled, because they didn't really do it in front of the home crowd.
Well, you can't.
You know,
win
they
it at
did
home.
It in New Orleans, yeah. Right? So, I don't like that aspect of it. The flip side is Sirianni is extremely consistent, and you can't really preach. You know, February, March, April, May, we're moving on. I mean, these guys, you hear these quotes from Mailata and Landon Dickerson. It's like, that was last year's team. It had nothing to do with this year. I mean, they had the ring ceremony. They had the parade. They had the White House visit. I think that they would argue they've had a number of times to commemorate the occasion. And Sirianni's really big in kind of practicing what he preaches. He can't – he decided at some point – we're not trying to defend this thing. We're not trying to repeat. It's a new season. He decided that was going to be his messaging. I understand why he thinks he needs to practice what he preaches and not then say, oh, by the way, we're going to be out there for the banner so you can, yeah. guys can enjoy it one more
sure.
time.
No, I get it. You know, Ross, I made this point earlier. There's a micro and a macro, in my opinion, in this discussion. The micro is what we're talking about now, which is tomorrow night, us as Eagles fans, them as players, that experience, whether you like it or not. But the macro is sports, man. I got to tell you, the deeper we get into this thing in America, the more I feel like it's becoming more and more staid. Coaches don't say anything. Players are careful with what they say. No one hates each other anymore. I mean, I don't want to sound like a Neanderthal, but I kind of miss the old days. I miss the Buddy Ryan. And look, I know they didn't win anything with Buddy Ryan. But, I mean, I love when Ray Rhodes would be like, you know, he would say stuff about Barry Switzer. It was freaking awesome. Buddy and Tom Landry. Buddy and Jimmy Johnson. Like, I do want them to win at this level that they've been winning lately, but I got to be honest, I miss a lot of that stuff.
Hey, did you see where CeeDee Lamb said he's going to be out there for it?
Yeah, and he said motivation.
He wants it as motivation. He's going to be out there. So I just have like a great visual of the only person on the field being CeeDee Lamb, just like by himself, just watching.
Well, part of his reason was also for guys like Jalen, who he played with, for them to, and they're not even going to be out there for it.
Do you miss the old days, Russ?
Very much so. Yeah, very much. I mean, you know, when you're a fan and you're growing up, you want to believe that the guys really hate each other that much, and it's and that
I think they used. I think they used to.
Well,
like when Seth was called by Jerry Jones late in his career to play for the Dallas Cowboys, and his words were, "Hell no." So, you know, that means something to me. As an Eagles fan in the year 2025, that still means something to me.
Yeah, so that is awesome. The flip side of that, okay, the flip side of that is, you know, I played for five teams, right? So every game I had before the game and after the game, I knew a bunch of guys on the other team, you know, and I'd be like, hey, man, how are you? Like, how's your wife? How's your kids? Like, sure. when you're in your teens and younger and your fan, I hated the Cowboys. I have a picture on my phone. I started a game for the Cowboys against the Eagles.
So weird.
Wow. A primetime game
so
in 2002.
Right. Let's turn his microphone.
Thank you.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And
I hope Corey Simon kicked your ass.
You know what's so funny about that? You guys will love this. I know I've told this before. I don't care. We're playing the Eagles Saturday night game, one of those late in season Saturday night games, right? December. I had a buddy of mine. He called me and he's like, dude, I can't believe you're really going through with this. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, what? Like, you're playing against the Eagles? I'm like,
like you're marrying the
right.
Is he expecting you like fake great. An injury or something?
He's like, the only thing I can figure is you're gonna let Darwin and Corey get a couple sacks to make sure we get home field advantage. I'm like,
yeah,
first
that was
of all,
a big game.
I'm like, first
that.
Of all, Dom, you work at Verizon in the mall, okay? Nobody for the Eagles organization even knows you're alive. Secondly, the Cowboys are paying me to play for them. Like, the Eagles didn't want me. The Cowboys got me. But so they all – picture them all being in the same bar in Reading.
Sure.
And anytime the Eagles got a sack, which was a lot that night, they were like, yes! and then they would all wait to the replay to make sure it wasn't my guy.
That's great.
I clearly came in second.
I love it.
All right, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Your family, like your sister, your mom and dad, they then root for your team. Your buddies don't care. Your buddies are not switching allegiance at all.
Makes sense. All right, so last year was obviously very, very special. It's why there will be a ceremony tomorrow night, albeit without the players and coaches on the sidelines, because the Eagles did, in fact,
not breaking news, win the Super Bowl last year.
Don't tell Nick.
So on this, the day before the new season starts, and we have not played this for about 6 months, since February of this year, Parade Day is the last time we played this. After they won the Super Bowl, Joe Wechter went into the lab and put together an all-time season montage of what happened last year. Marilyn Mike on the calls, Devin on the sideline. Let's listen one last time before this season begins to what went down last year. Maybe the Eagles players would turn the channel off right now, but you don't have to because you're not playing in the game tomorrow night. Listen to what happened. What a season. We're going to need a montage.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that.
Eagles of the Green Bay Packers in Sao Paulo. Hurst looping it, and it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Eagles 34, Packers 29.
Hurst into a long count. He is rolling. He throws the football, and it's dropped. He put it into the hands of Barkley, and he dropped it. A win was in the Eagles' pocket. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. And the Eagles are going to pull off the upset.
Turn out the lights on the Saints.
Bucks 33, the Eagles 16.
This team's 2-2.
The kick is blocked. It's picked up by the Browns. And into the end zone goes Rodney McLeod.
It's hard to win in this league. Like, when our crowd cheers for us, we thrive off them. And, you know, we hear them when they boo. We don't necessarily like it. Did you guys think it was loud? No?
Did you think it was loud? Somebody answer. Just say yes.
Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley.
You're 13 yards away from your career high. I would love for you to get that, but that's up to you.
So I'd rather see the young boys eat.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene. He is going deep, and it is caught. Devontae Smith. Touchdown. The bomb. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Lawrence looks, firing for the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted to Kobe Dean! He picks it off of the end zone. The Eagles are going to escape. The Kobe Dean saves the game. Hurt sneaks, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. Eagles beat Dallas. They just bury them. Eagles 34, Cowboys 6. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. Uh-oh. He's at the 40, the 50. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards. Stafford. Here comes the rush. He's in. BT. Oh, was he walloped by Brandon Graham.
Yeah, I got chipped. Tore my tricep. Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. And I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building.
As the catch is made by Henry, and he is just bounced down by Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean comes up, wraps him up, lifts him up, and puts him on his back.
The final score, the Eagles 24, the Baltimore Ravens 19. Barkley, first down. Saquon Barkley has just set the Eagles all-time single-season rushing record.
It's your boy LaShawn Shady McCoy. Super special shout-out to my boy Saquon Barkley for breaking my record.
Can the Eagles win the game right here? Back goes Young. He's being chased. He's running with the football, firing, and it's back down. Eagles win.
Wasn't fit enough. What are some things you think that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. I know that one is trying, and I mean, 11 could be a little better.
I want to start off by just, you know, apologizing to my guys.
BG, just being BG is emotional. You know, me and Jalen are good.
Hurst, look, fires complete. AJ Brown in the back of the end zone. After the game, the reporters will ask AJ Brown, what do you like best about this team? And he's going to say, passes.
His head hit the ground pretty hard there after he took the hit from Frankie Louvu. So on this third down play, Kenny Pickett is going to come in.
Pickett back. He fires. He completes. A.J. Brown, touchdown. Kenny Pickett's first touchdown pass as an Eagle.
Barkley breaks the tackle.
He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He is at the 25-yard line. He has just broken the 2,000-yard rushing mark. Saquon Barkley goes into NFL history.
As the Eagles finish with a 14-3 record.
Once you get into the postseason, it's a one and done.
Nixon takes it at the goal line. He is hit hard.
Ball came out.
The Eagles have it, a turnover on the very first play of the game. Back goes Love. He fires, and it's intercepted by Bourne. Zach Bourne, first team All-Pro. Touchdown, Goddard.
He beasted him. He just pushes him in the face, not once, twice, and into the end zone.
It wasn't the best game the Eagles ever played, but it was a very solid win.
Hurts.
Looks, fakes, keeps it at the 40, at the 35, 30, 25, 20. Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
The snow is now coming down for the first time.
He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley!
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
78 yards! That'll lock it up!
Well, this is a little more serious than I expected. Stafford in the gun. Back again.
They got him! They sack him! It's Carter, Jalen Carter! If the Eagles stop them right here, if they keep them shy of a first down, they win the game. Stafford, back. He's looking. He puts it in the air, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. The Eagles take over on downs, and now they are heading for the NFC Championship game.
Pitches it out to Barkley. Takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
Fourth down and 5, and I'd rather see them punt even this early with a 2-point lead.
Back goes Hurts. Here comes the rush. He lets it fly, and it is caught. A.J. Brown inside the 20-yard line.
How do you like me now?
Hurts is going to throw. He's back. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown!
That's the matchup
AJ
I like.
Brown. He is in for the touchdown. Jalen Hurts.
I guess his leg's all right.
Encroachment, defense number 93. Washington has been advised that at some point the referee can award a score if this type of behavior.
I've never seen that.
The Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23. Attention, air traffic control. This flock of Eagles is heading to New Orleans.
One more. That's all you got to say is one more. John's not finished. We're excited. We're going to savor it, but we got one more to play.
The NFL's two best teams, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, are about to collide in Super Bowl 59.
From the city of brotherly love, your 2024 NFC champions, the Eagles!
Hurts, he sneaks, he's pushed, and he's in, touchdown! And the Eagles break the ice of Super Bowl 59. Mahomes in the gun. Play action. They surround them. They sack them! At the 25, they've got him. Josh Sweat. They've got him again! They've got him for the second straight play, and this time it's Jalen Hunt. It's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene, and DeGene is in for a touchdown!
Cooper DeGene, a pick six in the Super Bowl on your birthday. Happy birthday, kid.
I didn't even have a celebration plan. I was just running around like crazy, like a little kid.
He is grabbed. They've got him again!
This offensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs flat out cannot block the Eagles' pressure, and they're bringing four men.
Me and BG were kind of talking after every sack. Well, that's one. That's two. That's three. How many we get?
Hey, we got six today.
We're going to make a T-shirt on
and
that.
And we have 15 pressures.
He fires over the middle, and it's intercepted again. It's intercepted by Zach Bourne. Hurts is back. He's looking. He fired. He completes it. Touchdown, A.J. Brown. What a throw. That was a lightning bolt.
We can't rewrite history, but we can make it even. And we damn sure did tonight.
Saquon Barkley has become the NFL's all-time single-season rushing leader, regular season and postseason combined. Pack those hurts. He steps up. He's going to run. He's across the 40, 35, 30, slides down at the 25-yard line. Jalen Hurts can't be stopped.
If it takes all the hate and all the scrutiny and all the different opinions for me to be a world champion, then keep it coming.
Hurts back, looking. He is going deep, and it is caught. Touchdown! Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. It's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
Mahomes is back. He's hit. He's hit. He fumbles the football. A fight for the ball that the Eagles have it.
It's Milton Williams that gets him from the backside and get the football out.
Vic, man, he did an amazing job out there in that booth, man. He was calling his ass off today, man. He really turned his defense around, man, and brought the Philly swag back.
Super Bowl 59 MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Hell of a game today.
Yes, it was.
Jeffrey, congratulations to you, your organization, the coaches, the players. You started in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and you ended up as Super Bowl champions. Take the Vince Lombardi home to Philadelphia.
The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it and rejoice.
And that, of course, is how it sounded last year, courtesy of not only the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles, but our guy here with us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the Hall of Famer, Merrill Reese, in the house. Merrill!
Thank you, Joe. It is great to be out here at McGurk's this morning at Warriors Ford, and just to hear that gives me goosebumps because it was such an amazing experience. For all of us.
So great. And, Merrill, we had to play it, you know, one more time before this new season begins, which we'll talk about at great length today. So we got Merrill here. We got Ross with you. Devin, Rhea, Seltzer, Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. Wonderful to be with you from McGurk's and Roersford, all part of the rally at Roersford. Day before, of course, the game and the season. It's all presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Remember, you can get out of here anytime over the next 10 hours as we will broadcast as a radio station through 6 o'clock tonight. All sorts of food specials, drink specials. Terrell Owens will be here tonight from 5 to 6, so please be a part of that if you can on site. If not, be sure to listen or watch on YouTube. Let's also give you the chance right now to have a chance tomorrow to win tickets to this Eagles-Cowboys game. So, of course, we give away tickets prior to every Eagles home game, typically on the Friday for a Sunday game. But in this case, we'll give them away tomorrow for the Thursday night game. We gave you one name yesterday at 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a name in a moment here at 8 o'clock. We're going to give you a name tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Know the three names. And if you get those three names right tomorrow when we give you the cue to call at 8 o'clock, of course, Rhea, people will win tickets, and they'll win them courtesy of NovaCare.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So let's give a name right now. Yesterday, we gave a very prominent person.
And the name is...
Yeah, I didn't know Buzz had it. Yesterday, a prominent person in the history of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry. Today, another very prominent person in the history of the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry, and that name is the great Dick Vermeil. We give you the name of Coach Vermeil. And right now, of course, Merrill, we have you. And Merrill, you've called not all of them, But most of them, three of the years, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Right? A lot of them starting in 1977.
Sure.
There's a lot of them. I just saw in the paper the other day that Leroy Jordan died.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was the one who started the hatred towards the Dallas Cowboys when he knocked out Timmy Brown's teeth.
Yep.
Eagles had a running back named Timmy Brown.
Sure. Teeth, plural, how many are we talking?
How many teeth?
Yeah.
I think the maybe four.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
That's quite the hit.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, so, Merrill, there was that one. There was the hit on Carmichael that so I was – before I was born, but what was it? It was near the sidelines and considered a cheap shot. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. That was Thurman – that was Thurman – Nate Thurman.
Okay.
Nate Thurman.
Wow, how about it? So
he lost 9 teeth, just in case you were wondering.
Thank you, Rick. Rick
9.
Rick, quick on the research. He still made his way to an actor in MASH, if you remember. Timmy Brown was an actor
9.
In MASH.
Wow.
So, Merrill, the Eagles and the Cowboys, the decision to not be on the field. Matter of fact, let's listen to Nick Sirianni talking yesterday about that decision. Then we'll get Merrill's impression. Here's Sirianni yesterday. The Eagles will not be on the field for the ceremony tomorrow night. Here's what the coach said.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level?
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
All right, so the first party's joking about the second party's serious. Merrill, what do you make of it?
Nothing. I mean, they had the Super Bowl. They had the Lombardi presentation. I heard John say, or Ross, the fact that they've soaked up all of this stuff from last year, and it was the greatest. I mean, the parade.
Yeah.
Just a matter of weeks ago, the ring ceremony. It is time for them right now to focus on one thing, getting ready for the Dallas Cowboys, and they don't need anything at that moment before the game to steal their emotion, to change their outlook, to cloud their plays that they are thinking about in their heads, keep them off there, and then bring them out when the game begins.
So, John, as a player, and this is probably going to be it. Is it an 8:20 or an 8:30 game?
8:20.
All right. So this is probably, John, as you know, an 8:10 to 8:15 thing. Would you, as a player, not want this
waiting to begin with? I mean, to wait all day long for an 8:20 kickoff, that is really tough.
Would you rather be in the locker room and follow your routine?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And it's no slight on the fans, no slight on the concept of celebrating last year's team. You know, it's just now's not the time. And I think that's the way those guys feel. You know, the focus is singular. Our team is focused on this game and moving forward.
So I can respect it. I can respect it and understand it, but still not like it. That's where I'm at. Like, I respect the decision because I know it's about focus for tomorrow and focus for the season. I obviously understand it for the same reason. But I can also, as a fan, not like it. Now, Ross, you're because we got not one but two different players here, neither of whom won a Super Bowl.
Thank you, Joe.
I know. Nice to meet you. Very kind.
All right, Ross, if you, in a hypothetical world, had won a Super Bowl and were an active player the next season, all jokes aside, because obviously I was kidding with you guys. You guys know I respect the heck out of you guys. Played it. You laid it on the line. Ross, if you had won a Super Bowl, would you, in game one the next season, want to see the banner revealed or not?
So what's so interesting about that is I'm giving you my 46-year-old answer, which is I think I would. I think I would want to be out there. I think when you're 26 and you're in that locker room every day and you hear the messaging from Sirianni, I think these guys, it feels like they've totally bought into the mindset. I think when you're actually in it, you buy into what the coach is saying and you're all in on moving on. I want to kill Osa Odighizuwa and Kenny Clark and the Cowboys tonight, and I don't need to be out there for that. It's hard to say that, you know, 20 years later, but sitting here now, I think I would want to be out there, but I can understand the guys on the team now being totally cool.
Who knows where it started from, whose idea it was, but I will say this. It is very, in my opinion, on brand for both Sirianni and Hurts, who are, Merrill, they're two of the most consistent individuals I've ever seen in Philly sports. Not just the Eagles. Like they walk the walk and talk the talk of like a singular focus. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, they are focused and they don't change. I just hope that we have the banner raising. Not like they did the last time.
Yes, Merrill, yes.
We had to fill in the booth while the electrical storm was on for an hour. Yeah. I mean, that was terrible.
And I remember when it was finally
I went on the air because they had to send it back to the studio, and I was hanging around.
And Merrill, when the cloth was removed, I remember there was confusion in the stadium. First of all, some people were still in the concourse.
Yeah.
And I remember it wasn't like spotlight there, everyone looking up. Like all of a sudden, it was just there. It was... Anyway, it was an unfortunate situation. I had that 1 hour rain delay.
But I think it's great. But at this point, it's not for the players.
All right, we'll talk.
It is for the fans.
We'll talk about the coming season and the specific game with Merrill and Ross up ahead. Rhea, Devin, Seltzer, Joe Cameron, John Ritchie as well. It's all part of our broadcast today from the rally in Rochford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We're going to have some calls in the segment up ahead. Also, Nick Foles on the radio station yesterday. He was asked a great question. Does he get tired of being asked and having to answer about the Philly special? He gave a very thoughtful answer, as you would always expect from Foles. What he said, we'll play you that audio and much more up ahead. Phone calls as well from McGurk's in Rochford. It's part of course, the rally in Rochford, day before the game on 94 WIP.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.